2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 8 o'clock, and this is a special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. The cleanup continues from a big windstorm.
Severe Utah weather.
It knocked down trees and power lines all across northern Utah.
The tree came down hours later onto our home.
Our live team coverage begins with KS on News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the scene in Centerville with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, most of Davis County is still reeling after yesterday's massive windstorm. In some cities, like here in Centerville, the cleanup effort hasn't even really started yet. Police Chief Paul Child says their main focus so far has been making sure that residents can just get around.
Our goal yesterday was trying to get as much of the transportation corridors open that we could. We were limited on that with the fact that there were so many power lines down.
Specifically, he says 18 power lines went down in the storm, and some of those, like here at 4th East and 10th North, are still blocking traffic. Now, in terms of cleanup, they're asking residents to help officials by doing damage assessments and giving them a better idea of where the big problem areas might be. Now, complicating matters a little bit is the fact that most residents are still without power, and they could be for a while, although it sounds like a small area on the city's north side has their lights back on this morning. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Power crews say they are moving as fast as they can as they work to restore the over 100,000 connections to homes and businesses in Utah that are currently without power.
Part of this restoration that makes it so difficult, you can imagine, it's backyard by backyard. We have to go in, remove trees, maybe replace a line, replace a pole, and that's slow going.
Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Spencer Hall told us earlier this morning that some of these outages will continue through today. A few may even last until tomorrow.
Salt Lake City, Davis, Weber, and Ogden school districts will be shut down again today. In other districts, only a few schools will be closed. KS on News Radio's Dan Balmes has more.
No classes today at Weber State University. Classes are canceled until at least noon at Westminster College. The University of Utah is operating normally today. In Granite District, Bonneville Junior High, Connections High School, Eastwood, Spring Lane, and Upland Terrace Elementary Schools will be closed because of power outages. Canyons District says three of its schools are also closed today: Albion Middle School, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary. Both the Cache and the Logan School District say power has been restored to their schools, and they will be operating today. St. Joseph Catholic School in Ogden, Ascent Academy in Farmington, Layton Christian Academy, and Ogden Preparatory Academy are closed today. Syracuse Arts Academy will be open. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
In South Salt Lake, a couple says they're lucky to be alive this morning after an 8-foot-long tree branch came crashing through their roof and landed on the bed where they were sleeping.
The size of that and how heavy that, you know, piece of wood that was laying across the bed is, you just have to feel lucky.
Steve Aiton says if the branch had come down just a couple feet to the right, someone could have died.
Over the next couple days, a lot of Utahns are going to be digging out their insurance policies to see what coverage they have for wind damage. KSL-TV's Matt Gephardt reports all Utah homeowners' policies cover wind and storm damage.
Let's talk about one important thing that insurance does not cover. That is, if a tree topples, your own personal tree topples in your yard, if you need to have that sawed up, you need to have that hauled away to the landfill, that is the kind of thing insurance will not cover.
Matt says comprehensive car insurance will also cover damage from the storm, but liability-only policies will not.
Coming up on our special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News at 8:15, we'll check in live with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik in Centerville, which was hit especially hard yesterday.
At 8:25, Sean Michael Lyle will tally the damage from Denver, which got whacked by the same storm yesterday. And at 8:45, we'll have more from our conversation this morning with Rocky Mountain Power Spencer Hall.
How about a quick look at the weather now with Grant Wayman? The wild winds will continue into today, but not nearly as strong.
And we get our summer back here, even though we had the very cold storm that made it feel like it was late November. You know, we're back to September weather here. It's going to warm up to near 80 or warmer for the weekend with lots of sunshine. So not only good weather to enjoy, but I'm sure there's a lot of work to get done. We've got good weather for folks to get out and get things done as it warms up.
It'll be warm during the day, cold at night this weekend. Our lows will be in the high 40s to mid 50s.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.